Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 45. Welcome in. All right, this is going to be a fun, interesting, exciting episode, to be honest with you. Been putting this together for a little bit. I so appreciate that, if you've been hanging out waiting for another episode. I got some on the back burner here, and I've been recording multiple episodes, and I kind of put them out on a regular schedule, and but this one in particular I've kind of had sitting here for a while that I've been wanting to work on, and finally got around to doing it, and it's going to be a vibraphone lo-fi episode. So I appreciate you popping in once again. I'm your host Chris, producer of the new and the used, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 45. Remember, you can go to anchor.fm/pickles and beats to find links to all your other favorite platforms, or you can listen directly there, or and jump in on the poll question, send us a message, voicemail, whatnot. But welcome in episode number 45. This is going to be all surrounding a vibraphone lo-fi beats. So whether it's vibraphones being sampled, a dominant fixture, or somebody's using maybe an actual vibraphone or a vibraphone MIDI patch, or sound, and utilizing that vibraphone touch. But let's get into the first track, and we'll talk about it on the backside and some of my favorite vibraphone players. So this one's a track by Jazz Enough. Definitely had Jazz Enough on the podcast before on playing their tracks. Amazing stuff. This is a Copacabana Days. Once again, on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, this is episode 45, and it's all vibraphone lo-fi beats. Check it out. Enough Copacabana Days right here on the Pickles and Beasts Lo-Fi Podcast. This is, again, episode number 45. It's vibraphone lo-fi beats, so it's all centered around, you know, lo-fi hip-hop beats with a lot of vibraphone there. But, yeah, welcome in. So, overall, I just love the sound of vibraphone with a mixture of some of that piano in there, and the vibraphone on that track in particular was the dominant form of melody and kind of inspiration to me. I think the bass and the drums, without a doubt, kind of keep the track flowing, but it's the vibraphone that stood out to me. Remember, a lot of these tracks, when I'm listening, is kind of, I'm listening to release radar, or just kind of flowing through songs or flowing through different artists. And if I'll listen to the first 30 seconds or so, and if it stands out to me, I throw it on the playlist and come back to it later and listen to it in its entirety on the podcast. And so most of these times I'm listening to it, and that one in particular is, I only listened to it just to make sure there was vibraphone there as a dominant piece, and drew me in right away. So really, really cool track by Jazz Enough. And like the rest of these, they really just flow so, so well together. So make sure you go add and like, share and follow these tracks as well. This next one is by Izza Beats, one word, IZABEATS, and the track is called Poetry. So let's listen to that right here again, Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 45. Stick around for some interesting news here when we come back. Check it out. Izza Beats, the track called Poetry, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 45. Again, vibraphone, lo-fi beats. I love how the vibraphone and piano kind of interplay between each other, and then it kind of goes away and synthy, and then comes back to those vibes again. Just a really, really cool track overall. I don't think I've ever featured a Izza Beats track before, so that was also an honor to be able to do that. But just overall, really cool beat. And definitely a different vibe from the first kind of more up-tempo beat. It just had more of that laid-back groove. But once again, appreciate you listening. I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used, and this is Pickles and Beats, episode 45, Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats. And remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and that is the homepage and will always continue to be the homepage. But I do have some news that I want to share, and I think this is going to be actually a good thing overall. I know it might be tough for some people. I hope not. But, you know, I've done a couple Music Plus Talk episodes that are more strictly exclusively to Spotify, because it gives me a wider catalog to use that I can go kind of beyond those copyright issue things. But, you know, obviously that's when it's strictly through Spotify. And for those people that don't have Spotify accounts, or the you know, paid accounts, they just have free accounts, you'll be able to listen to, you know, 30 second snippets, I believe, if not 45, I'm somewhere around there, 30 to 45 second, excuse me, snippets that so you can still be kind of a part of the episode. You hear everything that I'm talking and saying, but you don't hear the full tracks, but you still get exposed to the track, because it shows you who the artist is, and you can click directly on it and take you to the artist. So I've done a few of those early on within the first, you know, 10 episodes of the podcast. Now we're 45 in, but I've been having the feeling of wanting to do more of them and transition. Not that, you know, I know there's people out there right now that listen through Amazon, or you might listen through another platform. And, you know, there's definitely a concern there, because I don't want to cut people off from being able to hear the program. But I think if there's ever a time to do it, I think now is the time going to be that would be the best time to do it. So I think I'm going to transition for a little while. I might give it maybe 10, 15, 20 episodes. But, you know, if you're somebody out there that listens outside of Spotify, and that really is a issue for you, then please reach out to me, you know, picklesandbeats@gmail.com, or anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and just send a direct message, or there's a voicemail spot where you can leave a voice message and just let me know. You know, if there's definitely, I've seen the statistics, I've looked over it quite a bit, and you know, there's a huge, the majority of the following that listens on Spotify. So I don't feel like that's a big issue, but I know that every listener out there to me matters. So if you're out there listening, and that does matter, please reach out. Otherwise, I believe from here on, episode 45 on, is going to be a strictly to Spotify podcast, a Music Plus Talk that will automatically, it makes workflow a lot smoother. Again, I can access so much more music, because most lo-fi artists that I'm familiar with and listen to are on Spotify. My playlist that I have for the podcast is on Spotify. It just would be nice to have everything centrally located and easy to use. The home base on Anchor is still there and will still be there, because it's kind of linked together with Spotify. So we're going to give it a shot for a little while. So I appreciate, again, everybody out there that's big fans or listens and gives feedback, because this could be a somewhat pivotal changing moment for the podcast and might be a little bit different. But going forward, it'll be about a lot faster, smoother, and workflow will be way better. So makes it easy on me as well. So let's jump in here. Episode 45. We're going to keep going on Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats. This next track is by one of my favorite lo-fi artists, is The Deli. And the track is called Vibraphone Home. Check it out. Thank you. the Deli with Vibraphone Home right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 45, and Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats. So again, just wanted to reiterate before that, you know, the podcast is still here. It's still going to keep going. If anything, I think there'll be even more episodes because the workflow will just be a lot faster and easier, not as much editing on my part. Just a little behind the scenes talk there. But once again, appreciate everybody for listening. And, you know, if you're out there listening on another platform and it's going to be a big deal for you, please talk to me, reach out to me, and we can, you know, have that dialogue. So I appreciate everybody out there listening. And Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast is still here. We'll continue to keep going, but it's going to be an exclusive Music Plus Talk podcast on Spotify for at least the next 10 to 20 episodes, and try it out a little bit, see how that goes. So appreciate everybody out there listening, but let's go ahead and keep the tracks flowing here. The next track here on the Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats episode, episode number 45, this is Caspa Hauser. Caspa Hauser, one word, Caspa Hauser. The track is called Memories. Let's give it a listen, talk about it on the other side. Hauser, right here in the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 45, and this is a Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats episode, so I appreciate you out there listening. And you know, if I'm running down some of my favorite lo-fi, or I guess they're not even lo-fi, they get sampled quite a bit for lo-fi music and hip-hop music, but some of my favorite vibraphone players, specifically within jazz mostly, but you know, obviously Roy Ayers, Cal Jader. Jader is without a doubt my favorite. I pretty much collect any time I see a Cal Jader record out there, I pick it up right away. Gary Burton, Bobby Hutcherson, without a doubt, Milt Jackson, Terry Gibbs. definitely a big fan of the vibraphone. It's got a very distinct, specific sound. Like, again, marimbas are cool. Glockenspiel is cool. But something about the vibraphone, being a piano player, organ player myself, I just I've always been drawn to it. And even the stuff that again Madlib does with the Yesterday's New Quintet, and he's using the vibraphone quite a bit. It's a cool sound, cool vibe to it. But let's listen to one more track here, another piece with a heavy vibraphone vibe to it, and right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Remember, I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and the Used. You can go to our main homepage, which is www.anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. And, you know, you can join in on the poll questions there. You can leave messages. You can find links to your favorite platforms, whether that's, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube. I mean, the list goes on. All the social media sites, you can look us up by just typing in Pickles and Beats, and we should be right there. So I appreciate everybody out there listening, liking, sharing, following, giving ratings on Spotify and Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. Definitely helps us out. So hope you're doing well, and let's check out this last track. It's called Night Flight, and it's a three-way collaboration here between M. Faka, M-F-A-K-K-A, Sim, S-I-M, I've definitely featured quite a bit, and Hypnos, H-I-P-N-O-S, and again, the track called Night Flight. Check it out. Say that. Sim and Hypnos right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. And once again, this is episode number 45, Vibraphone Lo-Fi Beats. And I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and the Used. And just want to, again, give a big thank you to everybody for listening. If you've been here before, appreciate you for coming back so, so much. And hopefully you'll continue to keep coming back over on Spotify as I kind of transition this over as a Music Plus Talk podcast strictly on Spotify. Remember, you don't have to have a paid Spotify membership to be able to listen to the podcast. You'll still be able to hear me talk and do every segment. But the when the music comes up, you only hear kind of 30 to 45 second segments of the music if you don't have the full, the standard membership with Spotify. So you don't have to have any kind of special subscription, just the normal subscription. But once again, just want to say thank you. And if this is your first time coming in, thank you so much. 44 other episodes for you to listen to, and hopefully you've got lots more on the way. So hope you have a great day, evening, afternoon, and hope you enjoyed yourself listening to some vibraphone music and lead you off on another journey. Talk to you soon. Take it easy. Keep it lo-fi. Peace.